And then we have another dog here who's got a job to do. Why don't we find out about that? We've got Mike Kerr from Ohio Geese Control joining us.
Good morning. How you doing?
Good. Now, who's the young lady you have there?
This is Dot.
And tell me about Dot.
That's a Border Collie. We come down to the beach here for Ohio Geese Control. We basically create a predator environment, and we get the goals and the geese out of here.
Geese out of here as well.
Now, it looks like Dot is trying to give you the business. Dot wants some attention here. Is this an active dog?
Oh, definitely. Border Collies, yeah. She loves to work. She loves doing this all day. If she's not busy, she'll find something to do. So
now, as part of Ohio Geese Control, is there just one dog on duty, or do you have multiple dogs?
Oh, we have multiple dogs, multiple routes. We're all the way from Toledo, Akron, Canton, Cleveland area. We're working towards Columbus.
Anywhere there's geese or
water
gulls,
and birds, definitely. Birds,
yeah. Well, this is something that I've heard about. They've used for golf courses a lot, right? Isn't that?
Yes, that's actually where the owner of the company got his start for the business. Okay. He was in golf course management. This is what he did.
And found out this is sort of the natural way, I guess, of keeping those
definitely.
Birds out
it's
of
not
there.
Yeah, just confined to the golf courses for problems. It's definitely everywhere. We do corporate facilities, industrial parks.
So how does this work? I mean, explain the theory behind this and what's taking place when you do this.
We basically, on the location, we vary the times up that we show up. We just basically create a predator environment. They need the cause and effect of something coming after them.
So the birds that normally would come here are the same birds that come here every day. And if there's one time there's something there that they're afraid of, like Dot, who chases them, I guess, then they decide this is not a good place for us to.
That's it. That's pretty much what it is. It's funny, though. They can recognize the markings on the car. And if you're at a certain location at certain times, they won't show up at those times. They'll show up an hour later. So that's why you have to keep varying the times up. And
or change cars. Drive a different
car.
Yeah,
exactly.
You can do that, too.
So the birds recognize the markings on the car?
Oh, definitely. I can go through an industrial park where there's 1,000 cars. And as soon as they see my car, they put the distress call out. They know the dog's coming out.
Have they ever taken revenge on your car? You know what I mean?
That hasn't happened yet.
Oh, I just wondered. I don't know. I mean, to me, you'd be outnumbered for that particular one.
Yeah, each bird goes 1 to 2 pounds a day, too. So it's.
Yeah, that's what we had a story on our business report program that indicated you have competition in this field. I guess drones might be a possibility. Have you heard about this? If not, take it back to your corporate.
I had a talk with them about that. I thought that was still kind of up in the air if you could use drones commercially.
No pun intended, obviously.
I'm sure we'll be implementing that.
But it's one of those things. Tell me, what is Dot doing? What is in her mind? What is she doing when she's out there?
She's all about getting the birds. So it's just.
And what kind of training is involved with that? I know these birds, border collies, they're naturally, they want to herd. You see things where if there's kids, they'll kind of like try to.
They do. They have that natural prey drive.
Right.
But yeah, it's.
So do you end up, are you involved in the training of this? Because you're kind of like the handler, right?
Yes, I am. Most of the dogs are trained, and then when they come to us, they're in the field training with us.
Okay.
And that's when they can establish the relationships with the handlers. And.
So what is your day like? I mean, is that your dog? Are you responsible, or do you
kind of? She does live with me. A lot of the handlers have the dogs live with them.
Okay.
And establishes the bond once again, and it's great to be able to work from home, get that, and show up here in the morning to work at the beach. So it's.
Now, all I saw is you kind of turned the dog loose, and then eventually you have to catch up to the dog. Obviously, there's more to that. Can you kind of get.
She's got great recall. She knows exactly where she's at. She's used to all the locations, so she knows what her job is as soon as she gets here, so she's on it.
Is Dot's mission to simply chase, or could she get too close and harm a bird, or how does that work?
No, everything is safe and humane. We don't actually touch any of the birds. It's just chasing. Yeah, it's. I keep her on a leash until.
Now, when you come out here, okay, so you've been doing Lakeview Beach maybe for a few months now.
Yes.
Right? When you first came out here, was there sort of, what's the protocol? Do you kind of teach her the limits, kind of give that type of a thing? Or do you just, as far as how far the dog's going to run? Or, you know, that type of a thing?
I pretty much give her the run of the beach.
Okay.
She's got great recall. So I can usually work her with hand signals. There's a lot of properties I have. It might be a 2-acre lake. She can get on the other side. I can just give her hand signals, and she knows what I want her to do. So she's very good about
coming
back.
So give me a hand signal. What would be a hand signal?
Oh, just
pointing
this way.
Like this?
Yeah, just pointing this way, that way. do one of these for all the way around.
It's like a military guy, you know, when they go in, when you see those movies where they're quiet and they're doing things like this. And how long then do you spend out on like for example, Lakeview Beach? How long would you be out here on a particular day?
We'd show up a couple times a day. I'd be when I was down here earlier, I got them out of here and they took off. But I'll stay here until they leave. We've got a couple different things we implement. We've got jet boats for the water, just different things that we use. Uh-huh. So whatever it takes to get rid of them, and then we'll show up a different part of the day, varied up, so they never get used to it.
Now, she's wearing a reflective kind of a... Well, explain that, I guess.
That's basically just to let the public know she's a working dog.
Okay.
And she's easy to see. We're in a lot of high traffic areas.
Now, I did see her go in the water. Was that her choice?
Oh, she loves it.
Or did you tell her to
She swims every day. Okay. Every day she's in there.
Going out there as well. And this is kind of an ongoing thing that you do. You change it up. You do it different times. And then I guess the results are the beach is cleaner. There's not as much debris from the gulls and the birds.
Oh, definitely, definitely.
How many places do you stop during a day? For example, like today, where are you heading next?
I've got about 12 stops. I've got a couple homeowners associations. Like I said, we do industrial parks, corporate facilities. Pretty much anywhere with water that has an issue. So
Brian Goldthorpe is here with us too from the Metro Parks. And Brian, was this your idea, Brian? How did this come about?
We've been researching different ways to eliminate the waste on the beach with the gulls and the geese. And fortunately, working with the City of Lorain and the Lorain County Health Department, we came across a funding source for this. And we got a grant from the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative through the Ohio EPA that funded this program for us.
And how much longer will Mike and Dot be here through the season?
They'll be here through Labor Day, basically. You know, we're compiling results, and we're turning them over to the Ohio EPA to let them know the progress. And I've seen great progress with our test results.
How old is Dot?
About 2.5.
About 2.5 years old. And is this a seasonal type of thing, or is there other...
It goes all year. Uses? Different locations have different issues, so it goes all year long.
Okay.
We are off in the month of July. That's when the birds molt and the goslings aren't flying yet. So we take the month of July off.
Okay, so you kind of know the sort of the bird cycle, in other words, where it's best, the downtime, I guess, related to that as well. And how long has Dot been doing this sort of thing?
Yeah. I think she's been about 6 months.
Okay.
Yeah.
She's doing a great job.
Yeah, she's great. She really is.
Now, is this the first dog?
She has her days once in a while.
Is this the first dog you've worked with, or have you done other?
Other dogs too. Okay. This is the first dog that I've got to take home, and stay at the house.
Right.
So she's like my dog.
Now, what is she like as a pet in a sense like that? What interesting things can you tell us about?
I couldn't ask for a better pet than Dot. Like I said, but border collies though, a lot of times they'll get into trouble if you don't have something for them to do. So. She's a chewer once in a while, but besides that, she's great.
Our Tim Alcorn is here with us too. And Tim, from the gallery, you've got a question. Come on, belly up to the bumper here. I know you've got a concern or a question.
Well, I'm talking with Matt Douglas, and we're wondering, so Dot chases the birds away, but then when Dot comes back up here, why don't the birds just come right back? Like, they just leave.
Where did they go? Right.
Yeah. Why don't they just fly right back once Dot leaves the beach?
It'll take a little while for them to come back. They're out of here for a while, but that's when we're going to come back.
Okay.
So it's just a process. It's an ongoing.
That's cool.
Somewhere along the lake is a whole lot of birds, and some guy goes, how did these birds suddenly get here? They weren't here 6 months ago. Something must be going on around here. But I guess that's kind of the thing that keeps you in business. These birds are always going somewhere, and people are obviously trying to...
Job security.
Work with the birds. And this works a lot better. I've seen some places where they'll put wires up and things to prevent sort of landings that make it difficult for that. But that's kind of
none of that stuff really works. They've got the coyotes on a swivel. They've got the owls that you put in the trees that the rise kind of move around.
Seen those, yeah.
They get used to that real quick. They need the cause and effect of the dog chasing them, along with other implements.
Well, you're a little bit of a bird psychologist, too. The fact that you realize what the birds know, we only assume that they're just coming and going and stuff, but there's a lot going on. If people are interested or companies want to find out about Ohio Geese Control, what's a good place for them to check
Definitely get a hold of Jeff at OhioGeeseControl.com. Also, if anyone's looking for employment opportunities, we're always looking for handlers. So if they want to get a hold of Jeff through his,
you know, speaking
website.
Of that, this is a career probably that you didn't think about at
not
any
at all.
Time. How did you come into that sort of thing?
I was actually at a hospital, and there was another handler that showed up, and I had my son with me, and she had mentioned, "Oh, I'm going to get the dog out," and she had the jet boat out, and your son might enjoy this. And I thought, this is a job, you know, you get a dog and a toy boat to work with, right. So this is great. So.
Yeah,
kind of started from there.
Wow, that's great. And, of course, you must love dogs, too. Obviously.
Oh, I do. Yeah, for sure.
Too. But Dot is here with Mike. Thanks for coming in. And Sharon,
no problem,
of course, you're out here doing
me.
A little job. It's great to see that.
Thank you.
It beats just the four-year-old we saw on Monday running with the mom chasing the birds. I mean, that can only go
exactly.
So far, and there's probably more to go on with that.
And our Matt Douglas shot some video of Dot in action. It's up on our Facebook page, right?
Yep.
On the WEOL Facebook page, so you can see Dot doing her job.
That's excellent.